Welcome back to Virtual Fools. Today, we're going to be reviewing the book Audio Branding, Using Sound to Build Your Brand by Lawrence Minsky and Colleen Fahey.
That's right. This book dives into the world of audio branding and how it can be used to build a brand's identity through sound.
One of the things that stood out to me about this book was how it highlights the importance of audio branding in today's world, where consumers are constantly bombarded with visual stimuli.
Absolutely. The book explains how audio branding can help companies cut through the noise and make a lasting impression on their customers.
The book also does a great job of explaining the different elements of audio branding, such as sound logos, music, and voice.
And it's not just about creating a catchy jingle or sound logo. The book emphasizes how audio branding needs to be consistent across all touchpoints, from commercials to customer service calls.
One of the things I appreciated about this book was how it includes real-world examples of successful audio branding campaigns, such as Intel's iconic bong sound and McDonald's I'm Lovin' It jingle.
Yes, those examples really helped to drive home the points the authors were making. And they also provide inspiration for companies looking to create their own audio brand.
Overall, audio branding, using sound to build your brand, is a must-read for anyone interested in creating a powerful and effective brand identity.
And now, to end the episode on a lighter note, we have two really, really funny jokes for you.
Why did the computer go to the doctor?
I don't know. Why?
Because it had a virus.
Okay, I have one too. Why did the tomato turn red?
Why?
Because it saw the salad dressing.
Thanks for tuning in to Virtual Fools. Join us next week for more fun and insightful conversations.